Well, some positive news is this guy could be a Hall of Famer when all is said and done. He's on the ballot. The Veterans Committee gets to vote. Dale Murphy, kind enough to join us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Murph, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Murph, how nice does it feel that you're still considered a modern era candidate on top of everything else?
Yeah, I like that title of that era. They could, you know, they could have called him something else, but you know, retro or something. But you know, it feels really good. I'm really honored. I just, you know, I don't know what to say. I got to preface all these remarks by thanking the Hall of Fame for reconsidering how they're doing the veterans in the consideration of their careers, breaking it up into eras and rotating it every 3 years. It's an opportunity, so I'm very thankful.
Dale Murphy with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. How have your expectations, your reaction to this news, how has it changed, if at all, over the years?
I think I'm, you know, about the same. I think I've had so many people very supportive of the chance to get in, but you know, I've looked at it very objectively and understand that if I ever got in, it would take a while, and I don't know if it's this time or, you know, a time in the future. So, you know, I pretty much feel about it the same. I understand you know, if you know, I understand why I'm not in there yet. My career needs to be debated, and it's, you know, it's just nice to have it debated again, and we'll see what happens. So I'm kind of the same as I have been for quite a while. I think if I'd have been in the 60% of votes, you know, earlier in my opportunities, I'd probably say something a little different. But, you know, I realize I'm getting opportunities that, you know, I'm very thankful for. And, you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, Dale, we don't know what the 16-person committee is going to be made up of, who it's going to be made up of. But I do want to ask you, Marvin Miller, as a former player and a guy who actually experienced coming up in the major leagues in the era of free agency, or right as free agency was coming about, if I take you out of it and the other people out of it, Marvin Miller, your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what he did for players, but if you really look at the history of free agency, I think it's made the game. It really has created the opportunity for all teams to, you know, bid on the services of a player and improve their chances for their organization and for their fans. And I know his relationship, obviously, with the owners and everything is a challenge, but I think, like people have said, you can't talk about the history of baseball and not talk about Marvin Miller and what he did it for the players, but you got to look at free agency as what it has done for the game. And I think we have seen the growth, the popularity, everything that he did has just increased, you know, the value of not only for the players, but for the owners as well. He was remarkable. I was in there when he was having all his meetings and trying to explain to us ball players what was going on, and he took some risks. He was tough, but I think he changed the game for good and what it is today. I definitely think he should be in. The challenge will be, I've heard and read that he was adamant about not wanting to go in.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, the other part about it is when you see the 16 names, will you know if you have an advocate or two in the room? Like if you see certain guys that maybe have told you, hey, Dale, I hope you get another opportunity. These could be more of your peers than maybe the people who had voted in the past. Do you think you'll be able to recognize maybe a friendly voice in that room?
I think so. You know, now with social media and knowing how people think and, you know, think about my career, I think I'll be able to identify, you know, those who could be a friendly voice. It's still a challenge. You know, people say, well, now it's going to be easier. I said, well, you know, there's going to be 16 people and you need 12, and there's a lot of deserving guys. I think the first guy that comes to my mind that's on the ballot this year is Ted Simmons. I really feel strongly about him going in, and we'll see about the rest of us, you know, if we get our chance. But you know, I think I'm pretty liberal, obviously, as far as these things go. And I think everybody on there is deserving. And I'm just thankful to be a part of this ballot. It's some really guys that I think deserve to be in there, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, the vote's going to happen on December the 8th at the winter meetings in San Diego. Dwight Evans, Steve Garvey, Tommy John, as you said, Ted Simmons, Don Mattingly, Marvin Miller, Thurman Munson, Dave Parker, Lou Whitaker, a lot of impressive names. Hopefully, Dale, when all is said and done, you're a Hall of Famer. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, Dale.
Dale Murphy joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.